As of now, they're good. You know, time, we were obviously checking Chad for a concussion. Elvis has a knot in his non-shirt surgical shin, so that's a good sign. I think, you know, hopefully we escaped any injuries from both of those, significant injuries from both those guys, but obviously we'll have to wait on Chad just to see how he's doing. But I imagine they'll both be pretty sore.
What was that like when you got out there and just kind of checking on those guys, especially Chad? It looked like you got it pretty bad.
Yeah, it's scary. Anytime there's a collision with someone diving toward the outfielder, diving towards the infield, with the infielder running in that direction, you know, you fear that there's more or significant trauma to the face and in that area. I think Chad was lucky; it got him on the kind of left temple. But it's scary running out there because you do, you know, think about the worst case scenario when you're on your way.
He was cleared of concussion.
Yeah, cleared of concussion. You know, but he will obviously still, you know, be under evaluation.
Is that a play that just? Is there any way to avoid that?
Not really. Both guys are being aggressive to the ball. Chad was actually playing a shallower left field. You know, ball just happened to land in that perfect spot, perfect height for Elvis to feel he could get the, you know, make the play, and for Chad to feel he could come in as well. And when you're going full speed, you're not really looking, you know, at your teammate at that point.
Chad had to have a pretty convincing argument. I mean, given what you see across the field and then going out there and him being able to stay in, what did he say exactly that made you say, okay?
Well, he had the clear concussion with the training staff. But, you know, once we felt good and he felt good, once he got to his feet, you know, he just wanted to stay in the game. And at that point, you're not going to fight a player that wants to stay in the game.
Did he catch a cleat on his hand?
Yeah, there's a laceration on one of his knuckles from Elvis's spike, but nothing severe, just a small, you know, scrape.
No. He looked like he was sort of motionless there for the first minute. So did he lose consciousness?
No. I think he just was more taking his time and getting himself squared away before we decided to turn him over. And every step, I think Nick took, you know, from the medical side was, you know, obviously to be patient and to just make sure he had his whereabouts.
Thanks.
Yeah.